Welcome to the Emmy Louie Show. I am Emmy Louie, and our show focuses on feng shui and architecture. And today we have an interview with Jen Leong, and she is the author of Feng Shui for the Health of It, Tap into the Secrets for a Richer Life from Head to Toe, Health to Wealth. And we have Jen Leong today. Thank you for being on our show, Jen.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. It's great to be here today.
Thank you. And I know it's during the holiday seasons, and I just want to appreciate that you're spending extra time to be here during the holidays. And so your book has a very interesting title to begin with, Feng Shui, and I didn't notice that until I said it out loud, Feng Shui for the Health of It. So can you tell me how you got that title?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because, you know, I knew I wanted to write a book about feng shui and holistic health and integrate those concepts together because many of my clients wanted to have me share these techniques with other people because they had such good positive results. So a lot of things actually come in my dreams as I process information, and the title actually did come in my dream. It was just like early in the morning, and it just popped in my head. And I had already written pretty much the whole book, and I was still thinking of the title. And I think I went to bed with that intention of I really want a catchy title, something that didn't sound boring. And the next morning, I woke up with it. So it was great, and I loved it. I go, that's the title. I knew, excuse me, and I knew that was it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds absolutely exciting. And your book is very engaging. When I was looking at the book and reading through it, there's a lot of different ways that you can interact with this book. And it has a lot of sidebars for case studies, and it has reflections, and as well as fill-in-blanks also. So it's almost like a workbook, and then
that's
it has
what
checklists.
I want. Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted it to be. I didn't want the book just to be about theory and information. I wanted to engage the reader in how they could actually help themselves. I wanted to really provide the tools on how to do that and also give examples of, like, case studies that people actually put these techniques and tools that I have in the book to their lives and the results they got, so that when people are reading the book, they know that other people have tried it already and that it has worked for them. So I wanted to give case studies, and that helped ground the book because it's funny because when I wrote the book, you know, I did all the research for essential oils and crystals and emotional clearing to remove self-sabotage to help people enhance their lives more, to, you know, remove self-sabotage and achieve their goals better. And somebody said, well, you know, have you actually tested these crystals and essential oils out on people with this, you know, goal in mind in your book? And I go, well, you know, I know it works. I've never actually applied it to feng shui, the different areas of the feng shui bagua map, like prosperity, career, health, specific things like this. I always worked on people on their specific health issues or goal issues. So I thought, well, you know, this is a great opportunity to try this out and, you know, see what happens. Well, the results were just totally amazing. I was in awe, and I still am, when people actually applied the tools of how to use essential oil blends and the crystals and the TLC process, which is called transformational life-changing process, because it does exactly that, by aligning people to their goals, that people were getting results within a week. And so I went ahead and put these case studies in the book to show people that you could apply these tools and techniques and get results. And then the reflections that you talk about are actually like my own observations that I have observed through my over 18 years of experience in feng shui and holistic health combined that I have encountered. And also I wanted to give some food for thought for people. So, for example, you know, one of my reflections is, you know, do you notice how much better you feel after spring cleaning, like clearing out your closet of old clothes or cleaning out your junk drawer? You know, most people, you know, just feel better. They can breathe easier. So I have reflections like that throughout the book, too.
I know we hear it a lot about cleaning and all that. And it's always good to hear about it again and again, because we don't do enough of it, it seems like, and we do need to be reminded and how it really helps so much.
Well, it's an ongoing process, isn't it? Because we're always accumulating new things as well. So it is a really good idea to periodically clear out all things you no longer need. And that actually brings, you know, new opportunities for you to bring new things in or new opportunities in your career or family or whatever part of your life you want to enhance.
So your book has what I would see as four parts to it. It's the feng shui, it's the TLC process, the aromatherapy, and the crystals. So those are four separate things. Is that correct?
Correct. It's a four-step program, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that like the TLC process plus.
Mm-hmm.
So the way the book is set up is the first half of the book covers the basic principles and foundation of feng shui, and then the holistic techniques like the crystals, the aromatherapy, and also talks about the chakras or the energy system of the book, in which I have been able to do research and from my own experience that I have found associate the chakras not only with the body, which is what most people are familiar with, but also with the different areas of the home according to the feng shui Bagua map. So what I did then is, as I wrote the book and I did the research, I realized, well, I know there's certain essential oils and crystals that can also be, applied to enhance the different areas of prosperity, career, health and well-being, family, creativity, things like that. So what I did was I went ahead and made blends of what I call feng shui aromatherapy that actually enhance specific areas of the home. And then I know how important it is to add layers or have synergistic effects for healing or for change. So I decided to also put the crystals, after researching which crystals also helped the different areas of life, I decided to put the crystals actually inside the aromatherapy blends. And that's why I actually call my line of feng shui aromatherapy jewel essences. And a lot of other, I know, essences that are out there, they don't leave the gemstones or the crystals in, and I do, because I feel that helps to anchor what people want to facilitate in their life-changing process.
So what you just said, that you have some crystals in the aromatherapy?
I do, yes. They're actually inside the aromatherapy bottle itself. So inside the bottle, I actually call it feng shui in a bottle, because I feel that's exactly what it is. It has the blend of essential oils and crystals that help enhance each of those areas of the feng shui Bagua map. So I have 9 different blends with the crystals that enhance, say, prosperity, career, romance, you know, creativity, helpful people, or synchronicity and good fortune. So I have all those different blends. And I find that with the crystals in there, it just, with that synergistic effect of not just the different essential oils, but the different crystals, that people are getting phenomenal results. And then, you know, let me go ahead and put these steps in order too. So first, you know, I recommend people feng shui their homes or their offices. And this provides environmental healing on an environmental level by adjusting the flow of energy within the space around you, and, you know, to promote well-being and harmony. And then the second step is what I call the TLC process, which stands for Transformational Life-Changing Process. And this is actually the first and most important part of my whole process. And what it does, it promotes healing on the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. So it helps people to align their goals on all those levels by removing self-sabotage and then really affirming what you want to achieve in life and wellness. So to put it in, like, real simple terms, if you look at us, the human beings, as a biocomputer, a biological computer, where we have programs in us, and we have both not-so-good programs, which we could say negative programs, and positive programs in us. And so the TLC process helps to delete the negative programs or not so good programs that are not serving us anymore, and then replacing that with positive programs of what it is you want to achieve in life and to enhance well-being. And then once I feel through my experience and my practice is that once you remove the sabotage, whether it's on emotional, mental, spiritual level, then it really allows the space or the opportunity for that new programming to really hold. So it's like decluttering, right? It's like decluttering your mind to allow that space to be there for new good things to come into your life. And so the aromatherapy next is like biochemical healing within the mind and body. It actually works on that biochemical level. And the therapeutic power of the essential oils can actually enhance a specific area in your home, health, or life by helping you create those positive thought patterns. So once you do the TLC process, you come up with your positive affirmation for what it is you want to achieve in life, whether that's better health, increased prosperity to promote wellness and well-being. No matter what it is, that aromatherapy added to that allows you to do it much easier and much faster. And then the fourth step with the crystals or the gemstones actually help provide the physical anchor that facilitates the life-changing success and well-being that people have been experiencing by using these steps. So by choosing the right crystals, which are listed in my book and tells you, you know, what it will enhance, you can focus and amplify your positive energy needed for well-being to achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've sort of designed the book.
That sounds very exciting. And so we'll talk more with Jen Leong, and her website is www.yourwellnessbydesign.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's www.yourwellnessbydesign.com. I am Emmy Louie, and we will take a short break, and we'll be back. I am Emmy Louie, and we're back here with Jen Leong, and she's the author of Feng Shui for the Health of It, Tap into the Secrets for a Richer Life from Head to Toe, Health to Wealth. And so we had a little summary from Jen about her book, which includes four processes, the Feng Shui, the TLC process, the aromatherapy, and the crystals. So, Jen, tell me about your background and how you got into writing this book.
Well, you know, it's sort of funny because I graduated from UC Davis with a wildlife biology degree. And once I got the degree and did some field work, I realized that wasn't where I wanted to be because I didn't believe in some of the ethics they were doing for the research, for like killing animals just to find out what they were eating. You know, I felt like there were better ways. So I discovered after going through college and getting my degree that their philosophy of that did not, you know, was not in synchronicity with what I wanted to do with research with animals. So I decided to teach biology since I wasn't going to go into the field work. And then during the time of when I got my teaching certification, you know, the schools were so full of students, they need to build new schools, and there weren't really positions open for new teachers at the time. So then I decided to go back to school and get my master's in exercise physiology, which was another love of mine, was fitness and anatomy physiology besides nature and wildlife. And as a result, I ended up becoming a personal trainer, fitness trainer. And people were asking me, why don't you give massages since you work us out? Would we like to relax afterwards? And I sort of ignored that for about, you know, 2 or 3 years of my personal fitness practice. And then one day it just hit me, just said, you know, I need to explore that. So I went to the holistic school that was nearby. And, you know, just thinking I was going to sign up for a massage class. And I saw all the other holistic health classes listed, and I went crazy. You know, it was just like candy. For me, it was just like candy to a kid. It's like, Oh, and you know, I think I, at the time I was really taking the classes more for my own interests, not really thinking about it as a career. But as I took the classes, people were actually coming to me already asking for sessions in the holistic health field with nutrition and massage and Reiki and cranial sacral and all the other aspects of holistic health. And so I did get my 1,000 hours of holistic health hours, and I became a holistic health practitioner. And a few years into that, somebody introduced me into feng shui. And that really fascinated me because with the holistic health I was doing, which I was also doing the emotional clearing at the time, and I developed the TLC process, which I actually developed as a result of taking all these different what we call kinesiology classes or muscle testing to see where people are sabotaging themselves in their lives, that I, you know, it's like, wow, that's healing on the, you know, physical level, right, with fitness training, mental, emotional, spiritual levels with emotional clearing and the Reiki and all the other energy work as well. And then somebody introduced me to the feng shui, and I go, you know, what is that? They go, well, you know, we work with your environment, and if you just move your furniture here or do this or do that, that could help adjust the flow of the energy. Well, I was so excited about that. You know, it's like another tool in my tool bag of tricks to help people with. I go, you know, that could be a missing part of, you know, the holistic field. Because even though, you know, feng shui in itself is its own field, to me it's also part of the holistic field, because holistic means to me everything, all encompassing. And so for me, feng shui encompassed the environmental healing part. So I started, I got certified in feng shui. I went to the Western School of Feng Shui with Tara Collins, and I took the compass with Peter Leung and Yasha, and you know, some other teachers as well. And so I learned both the Western School and the compass and classical feng shui to get a real well-rounded education in that. So when I started the feng shui, I naturally, you know, added the holistic part to people who are open to, like, you know, if you want to enhance your romance area, we could see, make sure that you're not sabotaging yourself. And I would do the TLC process with them. And then I said, you know, also crystals would really help anchor this area, and you could personalize this area to help you enhance romance. And I would actually put, like, say, rose quartz, for example, really helps with being able to receive and give love. And I think that's a really common stone that most people are familiar with. And so we would put a pair of rose quartz hearts, say, in the romance area of feng shui. So I started integrating my holistic practice with the feng shui. And it's been very, very positive for people. People are getting tangible results. And again, that's when people kept telling me, you know, you need to write this in your book and let people know about it. So the book is a way of me not just helping people one-on-one, but really on a mass level to get the book out there so other people, the general public, can read about it. And it's also for the, not the lay people, but also for the professional holistic health or feng shui consultant who may not have, had not been introduced to aromatherapy or crystal healing in applying it to feng shui or holistic health.
Well, good for you. You're chatty today, huh?
Well, it's just flowing. All this information is just flowing.
Well, good for you.
Okay, I'll let you ask.
But that was fine. You were just doing really well. So
okay, I'll let you ask some questions.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Tell me some of the testimonials that you have with your work and your book and all that stuff.
Okay, well, we were just talking about romance, so I've had quite a few testimonials from people who had not had dates for a couple years or so, and upon doing the TLC process and feng shuiing their home and applying the aromatherapy and crystals, and what I did with the aromatherapy and crystals is I put it in a bottle, like I said earlier, like feng shuiing a bottle, where each, I have 9 different blends for each areas of the feng shui Bagua map. And so in romance, I have one called Jewel Essence of Romance. And so I had them use that with the intention of what they wanted. So, for example, Let's start with step one. I would feng shui the place, make sure that the energy flow was right and there wasn't anything sabotaging them in the feng shui relationship, love, and marriage area of their home. And once that was done, I would go ahead and do the TLC process, which would test for where they were sabotaging themselves. Or I would ask them with their affirmation, you know, like, what is it you find in your relationship that you are, you know, a repeated pattern? Like, for example, well, I often attract the same type of jerks all the time. And so I said, well, what would you like in your relationship, right? And so they would go, well, I would like to attract the right kind of guy and have a healthy and intimate relationship where we are both supporting each other. So let's say that's the positive affirmation. So we would actually spray with the jewel essence of romance in the relationship area of their home with the intention of attracting and being in a relationship that was healthy and intimate and supportive. And so, and then we would also personalize the rose quartz crystal, which enhances love, and, you know, put the intention into the crystal, what it is, what kind of relationship they want, and actually see themselves achieving that and having that relationship now. And within, usually, you know, within a week, I'm serious, within a week, people were getting dates of doing this process who had not had dates for years. And some of them still have that same relationship from that time. Other people have been having continuous dates. So that's some of the positive testimony. Another one is, you know, this is a personal one. My daughter's in the Girl Scout, and they were selling cookies. I said, no, my daughter's name is Crystal. And I said, Crystal, why don't you try the jewel essence of prosperity around your cookie table? So they sprayed it around the cookie table, and then I sprayed it on all the girls as well with the intention of selling more cookies, where their sales went up 50% that day. So that was really, really neat. And then another person had a lawsuit that was not going their way, and they used the jewel essence of health and harmony, and also anything with harmony, like family and health and health and harmony, and with the intention of the lawsuit dissolving, and it actually did go in their favor. Another person really wanted more recognition in their lives for their work, and within 2 days of using the recognition jewel essence, they got call for an interview for a local newspaper. Another one got a call to do an interview for a TV show. And I also had this young actress who had just graduated from her school, and she was not getting any calls for auditions. And so I recommended actually for her to use three of the jewel essences together: success, which is for career; synchronicity, which is for helpful people and to bring good fortune, to bring the right people to you at the right time and the right place; and then prosperity, to get an abundance of auditions and work. And for her, within a week, she got like auditions, like three or four auditions per week thereafter, and even one of them was with Nike. So she's doing well. So those are just some of the different testimonials I've gotten. There's more in the book.
And your jewel essences can be purchased online on your website,
yes,
right?
Yes, they can be purchased online, and so can the book.
Yeah, your website is www.yourwellnessbydesign.com, and that would be under, is it under products?
It would be under products, yes. And
for
for
the essences.
Right, and I am actually updating my website currently, and it'll be much easier. It'll just have its own little button called Jewel Essences as well.
And do they come in different sizes, or is it just one size?
Right now, I only have one size, so they come in 2-ounce bottles, mm-hmm. and they are in cobalt blue bottles, and that's to protect the oils so that you can the oils will last longer in there. And so, again, the jewel essences, there's 9 different ones, and you would use them for the different areas of your home that you want to enhance. And on the website, it gives a description and ideas of what kind of intentions to use it for. So, like for family and health, you know, to create more harmony and balance between the family, or cohesiveness, for prosperity, to increase, attract prosperity on a continuous basis. So I have different examples on the website as well on how to use the jewel essences. And so that's called, I have two different types of jewel essences. One is called the aroma mist, and that's basically what I've been talking to you about. And that's when you spray around the different areas of the home. You can also spray around your body as well. And again, using intention makes the result much, much stronger. The other type of jewel essence I have is actually called the aroma chakra oil. And it's called that because you actually apply it to your chakras of your body. And earlier I mentioned how I associate the different chakras, which are energy centers. In the body, there are seven main ones that run right through the middle of your body. And they emanate, the energy emanates not only to the front of the body, but also to the back of the body. And I research which chakras enhance the different areas of the Bagua map, the different areas like prosperity, career, relationship, and then which essential oils and crystals help enhance those chakras that enhance those different areas of your home and life. And that's how I put those chakra oils together. So they have the blend of essential oils and crystals that actually be, that are applied to the chakras that will help those different areas in your life as well. So you can either use the aroma mist, the spray by itself. You can use the chakra oil by itself. And, of course, I recommend using both together, again, for that synergistic layering effect that just makes the results much, much stronger.
That sounds so exciting.
And I have been so excited about this because of the results people are getting. And I'm able to help people achieve their goals much, much faster. Again, most of the results that people have been getting from this is pretty immediate, within a week. There have been a few, you know, that's taken a month, but I'd say most of them within a week or two for sure.
That sounds so exciting. I am Emmy Louie, and we're talking with Jen Leong, and she's the author of Feng Shui for the Health of It. And we'll be back, and we'll talk more about her practice and her book. We'll be back. www.yourwellnessbydesign.com, and go ahead and visit the website and get some of the aroma mist sprays and the aroma chakra oils, and they come in the smallest sizes of 2 ounce bottles, or did you say?
Right, and the chakra oils are in 10 milliliters.
Okay, good enough, and go and visit the website, and she's a very intriguing person, and I met her at the Conscious Design Expo. I think she's absolutely a neat person, and let's talk a little bit more about the history of aromatherapy.
Okay, yes. Now, what's interesting about my book and what's unique is I've used four modalities that have actually been around for a long, long time. So these are actually ancient traditions and techniques that I'm applying to modern-day world now, too. So if we look at aromatherapy, it's been around, you know, since ancient Egypt. You know, they used frankincense and myrrh to actually, as a natural fixative, you know, to help preserve the mummies. And, you know, they added cedarwood essential oils for antibacterial and antiseptic purposes, also for embalming and mummifying the deceased. So essential oils have been used, you know, for thousands of years in incense, perfumes, cosmetics, and even for medicinal purposes throughout India and China. And in ancient times, you know, the essential oils were only really reserved for the wealthy or for the royal. And now, you know, we're very fortunate we have access to essential oils very easily now. So, you know, and it's interesting, too, because a lot of people think essential oils are really oily, but they're not at all. They will actually evaporate and leave no residue unless they have a color to it, like blue chamomile or lemon will leave the color, you know, of yellow from the lemon and blue from the blue chamomile.
I didn't know that because I thought oil would be oil forever.
Yeah, and it's not. It will actually evaporate, and that's why you have to be very careful on how you store it. So, you know, they recommend storing it in dark bottles, so that's why I have that in the cobalt blue bottles for the aroma mist. And I try to use the golden jojoba oil because that's a color for the chakra oils. And let me make a note, too. I have changed the packaging of the chakra oils. Before, I had the blue bottles for dropping. But people said they didn't really have the patience to wait for the oils to come out. So I have put them in easy-to-apply roller bottles, like the perfume roller bottles. And I do use the golden jojoba oil as much as possible.
How do you spell that? Is that the J-O-J-O-B-A?
It's J-O-J-O-B as in boy, A. And jojoba oil, again, it's not really an oil. It's actually a type of wax. And it's very, very beneficial for the skin. It helps nourish the skin and lubricate the skin. And so that's why I chose that, as well as it's a natural preservative. So I did not want to use, as a holistic person, I did not want to use any preservatives in my products. And so I chose jojoba oil because it has a really long shelf life.
Good. I learned something new about the, I thought it was jojoba oil.
Yeah, people do pronounce it that too. Mm. Yeah. And another interesting fact about essential oils, that I don't think people realize how much of plant material it takes. So when I say plant material, some of the oils, essential oils, come from the leaves, some come from flowers, some come actually from the roots. So, for example, rose oil is one of the most expensive essential oil on the market, and that's because it takes about 2 tons or 4,000 pounds of rose petals to produce just 1 pound of rose oil. And another interesting fact is, you know, that the reason that the essential oils and like the crystals work, why they each have their own essence, the different plants or the different crystals have their own frequency and vibration that actually promote those metaphysical properties to enhance, say, romance or health or career or prosperity. And rose oil happens to be one of the highest frequency of oils, essential oils around. And it's interesting because, you know, we think of royalty with the rose oil or masters of healing using rose oils, and that is because it is such a high frequency oil.
That's a good point that you said, that the rose oil is so expensive.
Yeah,
that's what I noticed about the other oils, too. Some
are jasmine and some of those mm-hmm. others, because it takes so much of the rose petals or the petals of jasmine, you know, to produce the actual essential oils from that. Whereas lavender, you know, French lavender is one of the least expensive essential oils because it only takes 100 pounds of lavender plant material to produce 1 pound of lavender versus 4,000 pounds of rose petals to produce the same amount of rose oil.
So is there differences between essential oils? Can you tell me some of the quality issues regarding essential oils?
Can you be more specific on that?
Well, I just heard someone say that we sell a better essential oil than so-and-so. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that and see what your thoughts were about that.
You know, that's a good question because when somebody says, oh, we sell a better type of essential oil, what they're talking about is actually the dilution of the essential oils and how it was processed. So sometimes, like, when you say the product, it has 100% essential oil, it's not regulated, like, how much of 100% essential oil is in there. So one company, actually, it might only be, you know, 90% essential oil, and the rest could be water or some other kind of filler they're putting in there. Whereas another company like Osha D, I probably shouldn't mention any brand names, some other companies of essential oils, it's 100%. There's nothing in there but essential oils. So that's one consideration. Another consideration when somebody says their quality of an essential oil is better is how it was processed. Was it processed under low heat, high heat? No, how was it? It's called a process of distillation, where they can steam the plant so that the oils come out of it. You know, how hot was that process? So if the essential oils were distilled or processed at high temperatures, it pretty much destroys the quality the oil. So you don't get the therapeutic quality, but you get, you know, you get the scent, the aroma still, but you don't get the therapeutic qualities of it. So, you know, for people who don't know what aromatherapy is, it's actually aroma, you know, refers to the scent, the unique scent of the essential oil, and then the therapy is the therapeutic or healing purposes the essential oil is used for. So that's what aromatherapy stands for.
And the neat part about using aromatherapy is that you can try it in different rooms, and people would have dramatically different reactions based on the aromatherapy in the room, whether they know it or not. Is
correct.
That correct?
Yes, definitely correct. And that's why I have the different blends of essential oils, because they do have different effects in that area.
Yeah, can you tell me some examples from yourself?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we've talked about rose oil, so let's go ahead and so stick to the romance area. Now, if I use rose oil, my essential oil, that jewel essence of romance, would be too expensive. So I've used other oils like orange, which creates joy and happiness, and ylang ylang, which helps to balance the male and female energies and also has an aphrodisiac effect on people. So it brings the romantic part of people out. And so I researched which essential oils help bring out romance or love, the ability to not just give love and receive love too. So that's important. I think sometimes in relationships people forget it's both ways. So if you can accept love, maybe you can give love more as well, right? And so I put the different blends of essential oils that help enhance love and romance, and then I added like rose quartz crystals. And citrine is another type of crystal some people might be familiar with. And this is an interesting fact. Like citrine is only one of two known crystals to mankind that is self-clearing, so that you never need to clear citrine. So I use citrine to help clear negative energies. So it's in the essence of that, it will be in the aroma mist or the chakra oil, so that negative energies that come about maybe from relationships or how you feel about yourself, self-esteem, it will help with that. It will help neutralize that. And so I would tell, you know, somebody who's using the oils to go into their relationship, love, and marriage area of their home and spray in each corner of their of that area in the center of it with that intention of having, you know, more love or romance in the relationship or whatever it is they want in the relationship with intention. And then they can also use the chakra oil. And one of the chakras that are associated with love happens to be the heart, interesting enough, right? We talk about the heart is, you know, about loving. So you can put the chakra oil on your heart, again, with intention of what it is you want in your relationship. Did that answer your question?
Yes, and so you're talking about sprays. You said on your heart?
Yeah, that's for with the chakra oil,
okay.
With the aroma chakra oil. So with the jewel essence, with the aroma mist, that's the spray.
Yeah,
and
it goes around the room.
That goes around the room,
and
around
the chakra
that
oil
love and
goes
area.
On your body.
Right, and aroma chakra oil you actually will put on the chakras on your body directly that is related to that area of life you want to enhance. So in this example, it was romance and love. So the heart chakra is associated with that. So you would put the aroma chakra oil of romance on your heart, over your heart area.
Yes. And tell me a little more about when I met you at the Conscious Design Expo and you said that to turn around and you did some procedures. Can you tell me about that? Is that in your book, or is that something that is also recommended in to better use your sprays?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I did forget to mention one other spray I have that's not part of the nine areas of the Feng Shui Bagua map, but it's called Space Clearing. And Space Clearing is a technique of actually clearing an area, a space, an area in your home or your workplace or even on your body of any negative or stagnant energies. And so the spray that I had used on you at the Conscious Design Expo was actually the space clearing, and I had sprayed it in front of you, and then I had you turn around so I could get the back of you as well, the back chakras and, you know, your energy field as well. So the space clearing essential oil aroma mist is also online. You can get online as well on my website. And that can be used in any area of your home, workplace, or body that you feel you need to clear, cleanse, or purify.
So is that procedure written in your book or is it in
your
website?
No, it is not. No,
okay.
It's
not. So let's explain it again.
Okay.
just to go over it again.
Okay, sure. If you decide to use the space clearing essential oil, Jewel Mist is another spray that you can use anytime you feel like a certain area of your home or workplace or on your body has some stagnant energy or energy you just don't like the feel of, you can spray that area with the intention to clear, cleanse, and purify that space. And then anytime you clear something, what I've learned is you need to replace it with something. So then with the intention of replacing it with positive energy or positive white light or whatever it is that you feel is positive energy. And so you would, if it was a room, you would go in there and you would spray it. And I like to go clockwise when I do space clearing or when I use the other jewel essences. I like to start on the furthest left corner of the area and then go to all the different corners. Because corners, for people who don't know, a lot of energy actually stagnates in corners. So no matter what jewel essence you use, but especially the space clearing one, I would recommend hitting all the four corners of that gua or that area of life you want to enhance or clear. And then I go to the center of that area as well and spray again with intention to clear, cleanse, or purify that area and replacing it with positive energy. And if it was for your body, I would just spray, you know, starting at the top above your head, so you hit the crown chakra, and all the way down to your feet, I would just spray continuously from top to bottom in front. And then if you get somebody to spray the back, you could do that. But if you don't have anybody, then I would just spray, like, behind you and back up into it. So that's what I would do.
Sounds exciting. So we are here with Jen Leong, author of Feng Shui for the Health of It. And go ahead and visit her website at www.yourwellnessbydesign.com and do get her aroma mist sprays and aroma chakra oils. And it sounds all so exciting that she's talking to us about aromatherapy and feng shui and the TLC process and the crystals. So we'll be back. I am Emmy Louie, and stay tuned. Welcome back. I am Emmy Louie, and you can visit my archives at www.emyloue.com. And I'm hoping that you are enjoying the show and enjoying all the different archives from our shows. I've recorded over 60 shows in the past, and it's very exciting to be interviewing the movers and the shakers of the feng shui and architecture industry, including Jen Leong, the author of The Feng Shui for the Health of It. And Jen, we were talking about your aroma mist and the aroma chakra oils previously, and we're going to move on to the crystals. So tell me some of the things that are in your book regarding crystals.
Well, you know, we talked about how aromatherapy has been around for years during ancient times, and so has crystals. So crystals have been around during the medieval times, you know, during Native Americans, Aztec, Mayan, Indian times, and they have been used, you know, for years for healing, protection, and to neutralize negative energy. For example, during medieval times, people had quartz crystal, which is like the most common crystal people know about, the clear quartz crystal, against the tongue to help alleviate fever or to reduce thirst. And the Scots wore crystals in a silver setting around their back because it was thought to help heal kidney disease. So like aromatherapy having their own frequency for each type of plant essence, crystal has their own frequency and their own essence too. So for example, amethyst, which is a purple crystal that most people are familiar with, is very calming and it emotionally balances and enhances spiritual growth as well. But so it's really a great stone to use for meditation or anything that is mental. And then if we apply it to the feng shui areas of life. You can use it, you know, in your knowledge and self-cultivation area. You can just place it in that area with the intention, personalize it to help you with spiritual growth or to help with mental thinking. You can also put it on your third eye or the area right between your two eyes during meditation to enhance that process. Rose quartz, we talked a little bit about, you know, enhances love and compassion. It's a pink stone, and it heals the heart emotionally as well. And then the clear quartz is another real common crystal. It has the capacity to absorb and reflect all the colors of vibration of the light spectrum. But, you know, the clear quartz is great because it naturally has a tendency for harmony and balance. So what a great feng shui crystal to have in your home. And then the other great crystal to have in your home is a citrine crystal, because which is a yellow crystal, a yellow golden crystal, and it helps to neutralize negative energies in the home as well.
And so a lot of these things that you're talking about right now is written up in detail in your book.
It is. There's examples of that in the book, yes, and different types of crystals, and like clusters versus tumble stones. And then also I have, you know, I have over 30 charts of references of, you know, what crystals, what essential oils, what feng shui remedies you can use to enhance all the different areas. So this book is actually, you know, a reference guide for life.
Yes, it is a reference book. That's
yes.
all we're arriving to at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's a reference book.
Well, and it's also a workbook and a reference book, too, so that was the neat part about it.
Right, you had mentioned there was like spaces where you could fill in the blanks so you could put your own ideas and your own affirmations in as well.
So what is the special that you're mentioning? You mentioned during our break about your special.
I have a special that goes through the end of January to start the new year, and that is free shipping with the order of the Feng Shui for the Health of It book. And right now my website is undergoing some new construction, so I don't have free shipping online, but if people want to order the book with free shipping, they can email me that request, and I can send them a special payment request for the book with no shipping, and that would be good through the end of January.
So what is your email address?
My email address right now is wellnessbydesign@san.rr.com. San as in San Diego, .rr.com. Or it might be, you know, just easier for people to go online and then just hit contact us. So that's another way they can email.
At www.yourwellnessbydesign.
Yes.
So we're almost out of time. And tell us about maybe one tip, any tip that you want to talk about, and we'll wrap up.
Okay. I think the biggest tip that I have that can help people right now is, you know, really declutter your life, not just in your home, but your body. So remove sabotage. Remove all that self-sabotage to leave space for new things to come in, for the new positive programming to come in. And use you use your other techniques besides crystals, aromatherapy, or you do decide to use the jewel essences and tips and techniques from the book, is to really use it with intention. Because you can use aromatherapy, you can use crystals and just have it in your home. But if you don't have the intention of what it is you want in your life, what it is you want to enhance your well-being, then the results won't be as strong. Whereas if you use these tools and techniques with intention, you'll be amazed at the results you can get.
Well, I like also in how in your book you go through step by step about these kind of things with intention, where it's pretty much like, okay, this is step one, this is what you do, this is step two.
Right. And then a tip for using the book for those who purchase it is you can actually just look up the different chapters. I have 9 different chapters with the 9 different areas of feng shui, so that you don't have to read the whole book. You can just go to that chapter, and it tells you step by step how to help achieve what it is you want in your life. And, you know, the other thing about the book is it's called Feng Shui for the Health of It. And originally I was going to be more technical with the health, physical health of people, but I realized that the happiness of people, it really comes also with the health of their well-being in their lives, their quality of life. So it's not just the health of your physical being, but the health of your relationships, the health, how is your health of your work and prosperity, the health of your relationship with your family and children, so things like that. So that's what this book is about, too.
Well, that sounds really exciting, and thank you for being on the show. You've done really well.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this sharing to people what this is about.
I really enjoy your enthusiasm and all that, so it's really good that you're on the show. I am Emmy Louie, and stay tuned next week for another show of the Emmy Louie Show, and we are here with Jen Leong. I want to thank her for being on the show. So, bye-bye.